You're listening to the Creepcast on DownrightCreepy.com. Here's your creepy hosts.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Creepcast. I am Casey Canton. On today's show, we have kind of something special for you. We covered the red carpet at South by Southwest for Evil Dead Rise. Eric Havens and Adam Roberts were lucky enough to get on the red carpet and talk to a few people. So we got interviews for you today from the premiere. The film is out in theaters everywhere right now. Please go support it in theaters. But yeah, you're going to hear in this order, Peter Elbrexen, he's a sound designer. Lily Sullivan, who plays Beth. Alyssa Sutherland, who plays Ellie, who is with the Maggots now. Lee Cronin, who's the director, Bruce Campbell, Ash himself, who also was the producer on this, and of course the legend, Sam Raimi. Thank you so much to Eric and Adam for covering this, bringing us red carpet coverage from South By. Let's take a listen right now.
Hello, sir. My name's Eric with Downright Creepy. Nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I want to know how many watermelons you killed for this film.
Not that many watermelons, actually.
Really?
But a lot of other fruits and vegetables.
And also, was your background always in this? Like I know there's a lot of history in like sound foliage and like sound effects and all of that. Did that interest you as a young, or is it something that you like came into as an older person?
I've always been a fan of film sound in a way, and I grew up with the old films. Mm-hmm. I had them on VHS. I watched them so much that the tape crumbled. So I'm a big fan of Evil Dead, and getting a chance to kind of bring this to a new audience and the old fans at the same time is amazing.
Absolutely, and horror has maybe some of the most disgusting sounds that movies can ever have. So just to play with that, what's the strangest thing you've ever used to make the goriest, juiciest, grossest sound?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for the movement of the dead-eyed in the film, we've used like a combination of celery, and then like we bought some bones at the local slaughter, so we kind of like broke them together with the celery, and then we had the movement of the body.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Congratulations again.
Take care.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Eric with Downright Creepy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm just curious, with Monolith and this, like, how exhausted are you right now?
I'm so deeply exhausted. 30 hours of travel, but like the whirlwind and also the energy of Austin, Texas is like picking me up, and also this vibe and this atmosphere. And now I'm just so excited to watch this movie with an audience for the first time.
Same. And like joining a franchise like this, is that like, what is, I don't know how to frame it, but just like, what does that feel like? Because it's got to be overwhelming, exciting, like everything.
It's overwhelming, but it's really nice to land in a world that people adore and love. And I feel like as the fandom that it is, it's like there's this level of just like, keep bringing it to us. There's like this level of, I think, just kindness and also just excitement. It's like, it's been 10 years. Let's go again. It's rock and roll. You know
My
what
friends
I mean?
Called it like the Marvel of horror. And I think that's
Marvel. Marvel of horror. Let's
thank
go.
You very much.
Lock it in. Print that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Eric.
Hello. Nice to meet you too.
How are you doing? First of all, how are you feeling? All right?
Oh my God. This is wild.
I imagine.
I
You kind of stole my question, but I've worked with prosthetics and blood and been on horror movies and stuff before.
Very cool.
Like, how long did it take you to like feel normal again and not sticky and gross?
Feel normal again? It would take about an hour to an hour and a half to remove everything at the end of the day.
You're working with pros. That's not bad.
Oh yeah, they were so great. They were amazing, and they took such good care of my skin. They were wonderful. They're two Aussie boys that I've actually worked with before. We had a great time.
Final, I'll let you get in there and enjoy your night. But like, when you got this call or this audition, where, like, what was your first reaction? Like, fear, happiness, all of it.
It's always happiness when someone wants to give me a job. I'm just going to be honest. I still am coming from a place of like, they want to hire me?
Really?
Oh, shit, I hope they don't find me out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll take it.
All right.
I mean, that was probably my first reaction, but I wasn't familiar with the Evil Dead franchise because I'm a very easy scare, believe it or not. So I have a hard time watching horror films.
And, do you think that's different now that you've been behind the scenes?
I've been trying a little more to watch a few more. But a friend of mine is an absolute horror nerd, and she kind of sat me down and prepped me, and I was like, okay. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and enjoy your night. Congratulations.
Thank you. You too. I hope you enjoy it. Yeah.
Hello, Lee.
Nice.
Hey, good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm excited.
Me too.
There's been a lot of anticipation.
First thing I have to bring up is I know you didn't get your red boots, but those might be a step up.
I did. I got the boots that I wanted in the end.
Really?
Not quite the ones I wanted, but when I saw them, I had to have them. I needed
fantastic.
Something red for tonight because to represent the amount of blood that's in this movie.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's not what I was picturing from our conversation.
No one likes the movie. They've got spikes, so I can kick them in the ass really
There you
hard.
Go. The thing that I'm really curious about that I couldn't find in the research, like when this all started, was this spec for you? Did they approach you? Like, I know you wrote the script as well. Like, how did you get involved?
It was a simple conversation. Sam Raimi had seen my previous movie, The Hole in the Ground, and wanted to have a meeting. So we went for lunch and we discussed everything but Evil Dead. And I think he wasn't sure that I was the sort of filmmaker that would be interested in Evil Dead. And I wasn't sure he wanted me to tell him how much of a fan I was. But by the end of that lunch, we started to talk about Evil Dead and discuss, you know, what I was interested in. He was really excited to hear that I'd be, you know, up for taking on the challenge of reinventing that world. And that's what the guys wanted. You know, Rob, Sam and Bruce wanted something that was new and different and would open up the franchise and take it somewhere else. And naturally for me, I gravitate towards stories about domestic circumstances and family. So I kind of started to think about these characters and where I could go with them. And then from there, we just started to kind of flesh out that world and then bring the carnage onto those people.
And the last thing, the zygote of the idea, was this something in your head before Evil Dead and you moved it before Evil Dead?
No, it was fresh. Okay. It was what would I do if I made an Evil Dead movie once that conversation started? So it was a blank page.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, thank
let
you.
Let us know where the after party is.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, congratulations, too.
Thanks, guys.
Downright creepy.
Downright creepy.
Eric, very nice to meet you.
All right, good to see you.
I had the thought last night, I was just thinking to myself.
Randomly thinking.
Yes, as I do, I think about you and when I'm going to sleep.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
But I was thinking what the chainsaw is to Ash is kind of what Evil Dead is to you now. Like, it's become part of you. Like your entire span of your career.
Yeah, but I never knew how to operate a chainsaw. I lived in a very rural property for 20 years. And I'd have the guy come out and I go like, where's the throttle? And I got the mix wrong between. Wait, I sensed a disturbance in the force.
There it is.
Excuse me. So I don't know how to use a chainsaw. Never did.
Well, would you consider the Evil Dead franchise at this point, television show included, like a child, a family member, or a body part? Like, is it your right hand at this point?
Oh, he's definitely a family member.
Okay.
You know, that you don't want to cut him out of your will.
Yeah. You're going to leave everything to Evil Dead? Kind
words and those high. Well, right now they're leaving everything to me, so
okay.
I think that would be fair. But I decided to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you so much. Congratulations for everything. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's an honor to meet you. My name's Eric with Downright Creepy. Nice to meet you. I was just thinking the other night, like, to be a filmmaker, a lot of times you struggle the first few times with your movie, you're trying to find your voice and stuff. You started what sort of turned out to be a legacy, and then you've handed this off to other directors, you've seen things, you've produced. Like, what is it like to sit here now? Does it feel almost like a family member at this point, like the franchise?
Well, I'm very fortunate that Evil Dead was received as well as it was. Mm-hmm. It was really just a low-budget 16-millimeter horror movie that we made trying to break into the drive-in theaters. But we were fortunate enough that the great horror writer Stephen King saw it at the Cannes Film Festival, and he wrote something really nice about it in a review in Twilight Zone magazine. That's really what launched us. So I feel like a fortunate beneficiary of a very talented artist's kindness to recognize that there was something there, however small, and that's really what gave us our chance. I never thought it would get to the point where it is now, where we can be making Evil Dead movies 45 years later. So it's quite surprising, to put it quietly and simply.
Is that kind of like with these new, like with this giving a new director a chance with your franchise, is that kind of the Stephen King effect for you? You're trying to give the people a step up and give like a chance to, like Stephen King gave you your break?
You know, I didn't think of it in that context, but we really do like it. This is the second Evil Dead film that we've made after our Evil Dead series. Mm-hmm. And yes, each have been fairly new directors. It was Fede Alvarez's first feature, but with Lee it was his second.
Yeah.
And he had made a lot of, done a lot of filmmaking before this. But I think what we're really looking for is somebody with a real hunger to thrill the audience, somebody with a passion to tell a horror story, to take the audience on a roller coaster ride. And that can be found sometimes in a young filmmaker, but it can be found in an older filmmaker too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much and congratulations on all of this. And thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good night.